a loss of purpose. Judges 16:21 through 25.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
The Philistines laid hold on him and put out his eyes, and they brought him down to Gaza, and bound him with fetters of brass, and he ground at the mill in the prison. However, the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaved. The lords of the Philistines gathered them together to offer a great sacrifice to Dagon their god, and to rejoice, for they said, "Our God has delivered Samson our enemy into our hand." When the people saw him, they praised their God, for they said, "Our God has delivered our enemy and the destroyer of our country, who has slain many of us, into our hand." When their hearts were merry, they said, "Call for Samson that he may entertain us." They called for Samson out of the prison, and he performed before them. They set him between the pillars. Jewish and Christian beliefs include a high regard for human life. Christians and Jews know that every human being was made in God's own image. It is clear that the Philistines and their God didn't think much of human life. As we read earlier, they were willing to burn their own people in their houses whenever they felt like it. Here we read that they thought it was a good idea to remove Samson's eyes and make him perform for them. In Israel, things were supposed to be different. Their enemies were either driven out or killed for their crimes. Your worldview makes a big difference in how you treat people. And the Jewish worldview, when lived according to the Bible alone, has always brought improvement to the lives of people. The Philistines decided to throw a big party to their god Dagon. Samson was getting his fill of the Philistines now. I'm sure this must have tortured him inside beyond our ability to appreciate. I'm told that Dagon was what the Philistines and the Canaanites thought was the god of fertility, so there were probably very bad things going on at the feast. The claim of victory over Samson's god really put God and Samson to shame. The most important thing for any creature of God to do is whatever brings him glory. For servants of God, it is important that we obey him in order to fulfill our purpose. Samson was in a very bad situation now. He knew that his God was being put to shame, and he may have thought that he was not fulfilling the purpose that God had given him before he was born. Remember, Samson's parents were told that he would begin to deliver Israel from the Philistines. We find out next that God still had a plan for Samson, but obedience would have a very high price this time.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.